Right to it. Say hello to David Oates down there in the land, truly down under. Under where? Under the boot of international, globalist, communist, Bolshevik, Marxist, fascist, socialism, and worse.
I'd say that sums it up.
Well.
Yes.
Not good down there, as we know.
No, not good at all. No, Australia's not a country you want to come and visit, even if they would let you in anyway, and the chances are they wouldn't. So we're all locked up down here. Prison colony once again. How about that, eh?
Isn't that
fate
weird, huh?
Truly ironic. Yeah.
Crazy. So, all right. You haven't been outside your house in, was it 7 months now, 8 months? I forget.
Oh, yeah, something like that. No, I go out every now and then for excursions. No, I enjoy what I do. I enjoy sitting at my desk and defining reversals and
perfect.
Working with clients and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed to have a career I absolutely thoroughly love, and I can honestly say I love it as much today as I did the day I first started. So there you go. How about that, eh?
I don't know anybody else who can say that. That's remarkable. Good job. Great to hear. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's an amazing thing, reverse speech.
It's an overwhelming thing. It's a stunning thing. It may be the single most, I can't think of anything that would come close, important discovery about humankind and how the mind works than has ever been done. There'll never be anything to duplicate it. No.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I agree 100%. And it's a puzzle to me why it's not more well known. It's certainly not for lack of publicity or lack of...
Oh, because the blanket's been thrown over your work, David. They don't want this out there.
I know. Yes, I do know why. Yes, and it's sad but true. They don't want it out there, especially when you listen to some of the reversals I've got to present to you this week. So I'm continuing my research into space and UFOs.
Oh, that's right. I forgot all about it. Doggone it! I'm losing my wits. David is going to present us some material tonight. Not on Biden's speech again. We did that last time. But on the ET deep space program that we have been running. And will you hear this? I haven't heard it. I can't wait to hear it. So go ahead. Set it up and let's go.
So I don't know whether I'll get to it all tonight. We'll see how we go. Okay, so I've been doing Apollo 12. I've also been pulling reversal together about the deep space program. We may get to that tonight. We may not. But anyway, I've been doing Apollo 12. And I just uploaded Apollo 11 to YouTube, and a lot of people didn't like my findings, which is normal. So I thought, okay, well,
what the hell's wrong with people, David? Reverse speech doesn't vary. It is what it is, okay?
No, it is.
You can't like it some of the time and dislike it when you disagree with its obvious revelations.
I know. I know. I wrestle with that all the time. You know, in point of fact, I actually said something. Let me read out the quote here. Let me get it up. I actually said something to someone. Every now and then I come out with these really quite profound quotes. Here it is. Reverse speech brings the world truth. But in order to receive that truth, you must first let go of old fixed belief systems. Unless you can do that, you will not find the truth that reverse speech brings. So there you go.
That's perfect. Well done.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Anyway, so people didn't like my Apollo 11 founding, so I thought, okay, well, let's do Apollo 12. Okay. And I expect it to be a routine analysis like Apollo 11, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Boy, was I ever wrong. I have some information to present to you guys tonight that I don't even fully understand myself, and I'm hoping you can help me decipher it all, okay? So let's begin. This is Apollo 12. I've done the first 2 hours of the 7 hour of their first 7 hour EVA. I'm not going to get to finish it all. I'll gradually do it over the next couple of months, but it's a lot of audio to get through. Sure. So here's the first one. Here we go.
Houston, are we go for EVA?
Stand by, Intrepid. We'll be right with you.
It says, Houston, are we go for EVA? And Houston says, stand by, Intrepid, we'll be right with you. And then the reversal says, you fraud, you want to see a lot.
You fraud, you want to see a lot.
You fraud, you want to see a lot. You fraud, you want to see a lot.
Strange statement, isn't it? So, you fraud.
You're a fraud, you want to see a lot.
Yeah.
That's his subconscious talking to his conscious self. You're a fraud.
Okay.
You want to see a lot.
Okay, so we know two things. One, there's something about this mission that's not on the up and up. And two, they want to see something. Okay?
Got it.
So there's something fraudulent about it. All right, and they want to see something. First thing we know, I'm going to gradually build this picture up as we go, because I know where it's headed, you see.
Got it. Yeah.
Then we have this reversal here. This reversal comes up about 3 or 4 times in the whole tape.
Let me get it. Attaboy.
Simply says, you're black. You're black. What does your black mean? It can mean a couple of things. It can mean hidden. It can mean covert. A black operation. Okay.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So that's our second clue. All right. Then we have two messages back to Houston in one reversal. And they go, oh yeah, that's interesting. Anyway, you'll see what I mean when I play it.
Verify, Captain, 3.5 two circuits at 3.5 to 4.5, and it's up there at 4.2.
I hope you can hear this stuff. I have no problem with radio transmission because I'm a ham radio operator. I listen to this stuff all the time. You know.
Yeah, we can filter out the static. It's doing well.
Yeah.
It's fine.
All right. So we've got two messages to Houston. The verse is quite long. The verse says, Houston, the curse is there, and Houston, my job hurts. So two messages. Houston, the curse is there, and Houston, my job hurts.
Houston, the curse is there, and Houston, my job hurts.
That's all there.
Okay, so I go, well, that's interesting. We got two separate messages going on here.
Uh-huh,
what's happening?
Uh-huh.
Why is he talking to Houston twice? And why have we got two messages? Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, remember there's a fraud. And remember there's a black operation going on. Okay. Okay, so here we go.
You're down. Lem suit circuit 36 to 4.0. It is 4.1. Good. 4.3.
Okay, you tell bullshit.
You're still bullshit.
You're still bullshit. You're still bullshit.
Okay, here's the second one. We've got fraud. We've got bullshit. What's happening here? There's a black operation going on. Then I hear this reversal, and I go, what the dickens is this? Here we go.
A couple of
deploy the LEC to Mesa. Mobility CG, step down and reach our motion, walking balance, and all that good stuff.
UC Roswell by Germany.
UC Roswell, Germany.
Roswell? What's Roswell got to do with anything that happened
on the
moon? All right,
that was quite an introduction. Let's do that again, please.
Okay, you want to hear the reversal? Okay.
Yeah, let's take our time. We'll come back and finish this off. So don't worry about rushing. This is interesting. All of a sudden, we got Roswell on Apollo 12. What's it doing? What's it doing in any way, shape, or form associated with that?
I know. So here's the reversal. You see Roswell, my Germany. Okay. Mystery Roswell, 1947, alleged UFO crash. What's that got to do with an Apollo 12 moon mission? And Germany, what's Germany got to do with it? So all of a sudden I've got little bells going on here. Okay, we've got a black operation. What we're seeing, what we're hearing is not necessarily what's going on. Okay, and then I hear this one.
Can't be any further than 600 feet from here.
They fake it. What on earth are they faking? Then I hear this reversal. Here we go.
I have several small rocks sitting out in front of me that have a neat.
We're now spying in it.
Little spying unit.
Okay. Right. Okay. Look, there's no doubt in my mind they're up in space. There's no doubt in my mind they're on the moon. But what they're telling us is not what necessarily is happening. There's two agendas going on here, and it'll become more apparent as we go on. One is for the public, and one is hidden. What do you hear some reversal got coming up? Okay. So, they're spying. It's a spy operation.
It's a CIA, deep state, whatever. It's clearly got an agenda that has nothing to do with the publicity that they gave this mission before. Nothing.
Absolutely. You want to play the reverse about the CIA. Okay. So then I find this reversal.
Okay. I got the table out. Setting up the ETV at this time.
ETs must have found it.
ETs must have found it.
Okay.
Now, where did this audio come from? Was this being released to the public in real time?
Yes, real time. Yeah, okay. This is a live broadcast of the November 1969 Apollo 12 moon mission.
Now, are they EVA at this point? Are they outside
the
vehicle?
They're EVA at this point.
Okay. You know what's amazing to me, David? Go ahead, go ahead.
I'm just saying, I know what's coming up. But bearing in mind, while they're EVA, there's a command module orbiting overhead, traveling all around the moon.
Got it.
What is that command module doing?
Good question. Think about also how relaxed and stress-free their voices are for the most part.
Yeah.
This is really very interesting.
So ETs must have found it. Roswell. Okay, your little comment about the CIA. Where has that one gone? Here it is. Next reversal coming up. Okay, this is straight after ETs. Must have found it.
Pretty good. Hey, I feel great. How long have we been out, Houston?
You'll brief CIA.
You'll brief CIA.
Uh-huh.
What have we got going on here? We have got a deep cover, covert CIA operation happening on Apollo 12, the same time as the world is seeing this spacewalk. The command module, because I know it's coming up, is orbiting the moon and finding all this stuff. Okay? And they're looking for evidence of ETs. You actually are here. I've still got some clangers coming up. So there's a whole other mission going on. And this is not what I was expecting when I started to do Apollo 12.
I know you were writing and telling me you were mind blown by what you were finding. I understand.
Oh, yeah. I'm not here. I'm going, this is crazy. And you hear the stories about Buzz Aldrin climbing, and I believe him, that they saw ETs, UFOs following the Apollo 11 mission to the moon. I mean, it's not beyond any stretch of imagination that they took that story seriously and thought, well, okay, well, in Apollo 12, we're going to go up and investigate all of this, okay? We saw something while we were there, something that we never told the public. So let's do a covert mission and to find out what's really going on, okay? Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Sir.
Okay. Next one. I'm just trying to interpret this. The ETs know fuck. I don't know. It could be the ETs known, sorry, K-N-O-W-N, comma, the F word. So I don't know how to interpret that.
That's a little tricky. That's a tricky
one. Yeah, it is a tricky. Yeah. Anyway, but that's the second reference to ETs, okay? All right, then we've got this next one.
Tell me when it's over the handrail. It's over the handrail now. All right, just lower it real slow. Attaboy. Easy. Hold it right there. Okay? Stay put.
They were taking some machinery out of the LEM. So, the walk, keep your black. I'm sorry, the walk, you keep your black. I'm sorry. Okay, so they're walking on the moon. They're doing their thing on the moon, distracting people away from the covert mission that's going on overhead in the command module. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely.
Then we've got this one here.
That's a get your knees down, attaboy. Good.
And simply, you're black. Okay, this is the third reference now to your black, okay? So no doubt in my mind that this is a covert operation, okay? And what's really going on is being transmitted on another frequency, another classified frequency altogether, okay?
Yep.
And, okay. Moving right along.
Shorter
than it used to look in practice. Beat that intermaxity,
2 seconds. More than 1 second.
I think so. You have to. Let's know the lone stealth. So, once again, the stealth. There's a stealth operation. What's happening? I want to know what's going on here, okay? Now, maybe the astronauts were doing something on their moonwalk because conveniently there's no video of Apollo 12 because the camera went out, okay? The cover story. Yes, right. The cover story is they accidentally pointed at a reflective surface and burned out the lens, okay? That's the cover story.
Uh-huh.
But
uh-huh.
You have this reversal here.
Hey, the TV over, cable over here by the front porch. Okay,
The TV's almost off. Our TV's dead, naughty. So
he's laughing. He's laughing at it.
He's laughing.
His subconscious is laughing at it.
I know, that's right. So they deliberately cut the TV feed. So when I was saying orbiting overhead of the module, I don't know that. I just know I got some communication for the module that we're coming up to. Okay?
Sure. Anyway. Sure.
Yeah, so there we go. Okay, now we get to some reversals that I have no idea what some of these ones mean that I'm about to play you now. But they'll certainly get you all talking. Okay, here we go.
Look at that, that leg couldn't want to go out there, leg.
I know they kill their dead.
I don't want to kill their dead.
Who kills their dead? What on earth is he talking about?
I know they kill their dead.
I know.
What is he talking about? Is he talking about some knowledge that they've been given about how this particular ET group that is watching them up there?
I think so. Yes.
Takes care of their dead. They kill their dead. That's a little bit of a redundant statement. I don't know what it means. Kill. Let's hear that again. Kill. I wonder if the word kill has any other.
Sure. Incidentally, I want to point out to everyone, and you've probably noticed this, Jeff, you haven't hardly queried me on any of these reversals because they're all remarkably clear.
Yes.
And I was stunned at the clarity of these reversals. Uh-huh. They're almost like they're forwards, okay?
Yes, they are. Agreed.
So here's one. I know they kill their dead.
That's exactly what he says.
I know.
That's exactly what he says.
Exactly what he says.
I know they kill their dead. No, that's bizarre.
Well, I got some more bizarre ones coming up.
All right, let's carry on. Okay. Go ahead.
You're going to want me to complete the EVA for next show, I know. Because I finish off right at a cliffhanger. I just got sick of doing it, and I had to go into something else. I had client tape to do, so I stopped. I don't know which
mission it was where they landed, and I forget who it was that said it. They looked across the crater, and on the other rim of the crater, there were ships lined up, parked, watching them, just watching them.
Yeah. I don't know which mission that came from. I guess we could Google it.
Somebody will send it, probably.
If someone could let me know which mission that was where they saw the UFOs line up on a crater, I will do the reverse. I plan to get all the lunar missions done over the next year. So
there's another book.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, I started writing my book on the evangelists this week. So I've
congratulations.
Put pen to paper. So there we go.
Well done. Well done. Got that old quill and that inkwell, do you?
Oh, gee, well, so I had quills and inkwells nowadays. All right. Yeah. Okay, you remember the reference to Germany and Roswell, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the next reversal.
In a minute. Lock inner mass, lock outer mass, extended lock brakes. We've got a line above thermal cover.
From Earth, German. What on earth does that mean? From Earth, German?
Could be plural.
NASA. Eh?
Could be Germans, plural. Germans.
Oh, let's play it again. Okay. There's an S. Yeah, you're right. There's an S there. Yeah. And the very next reversal almost repeats it word for word. Here's an S one. Germans from Earth know it.
Boy, these are shockingly clear, David.
Aren't they?
Amazing.
I know, And you know, that's why I was emailing you. I'm going crazy over stuff. And I was emailing you because I was wanting answers. Because I don't understand this. What, Germans on the moon before us? What did Germans
That's the question. That seems to be where this is leading to, that the Germans were there first. And I have been told, in no uncertain terms, that that's true. I can't prove it, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, I think this is where this is leading. I think, I don't know. Look, I've got a year of research to do yet, okay? So I've got all sorts of questions about anti-gravity craft and...
Did you look up Maria Orsic?
No. No.
Oh, no. That's one of your next things. You've got to do this. Maria Orsic. O-R-S-I-C. Orsic.
Okay.
She spells it several ways, but that's the most common. Maria Orsic was channeling information from Aldebaran. It's a star with planets around it. And from Aldebaran, she was being given the mechanical data on how to build anti-gravity craft. And she was building them in the 30s. She and another woman, and there were several women. And the SS found out about it, and they demanded the same technology. And they had their own program going with the same channeled information via Maria Orsic. And they were building their own saucers, their own disks, just like Maria was. She was building bigger craft than that, though. Big craft. You look it up.
Yeah. Okay, well, that doesn't surprise me at all. Not in the least. Was a UFO the Kras from Roswell a German craft? Not from outer space? I don't know.
I don't believe because the descriptions of the bodies are uniformly non-human. Yeah. They're small.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't know. Look, I've got so many questions right now. I've only just started my research, okay?
The idea of the German technology, and I've got that video up on YouTube with shows two video clips of German discs, one obviously in a test flight, the other one flying over a runway. They're real.
Yeah.
And then dozens and dozens of pictures. It suggests quite clearly that the Germans were involved in anti-gravitic flight in the 30s.
Yeah.
Make of it what you will.
Yeah. Well, here we are. And the Apollo moon mission. Then we got this one.
Okay, Al, what? Radio system, I got sent. How does that look, Houston? You gotta give him your ship.
Oh, I give him your ship. Okay, what on earth is going on up on there on the moon? What on earth is going on? Okay, there's something really up with this mission. And then we got this one.
Point it off where you don't get any reflectance into it, and we'll be thinking about it here on the ground.
I'm going to get Evil One.
Evil One.
That was mission control. I mean, what on earth does all of this stuff mean?
I don't know. There's a lot going on here, though.
I know there is. We're 1.5 hours into the EVA. Now here we have a communication with the command module flying overhead.
Okay. It's called coming
the
up. All
right. Yankee Clipper.
Yankee Clipper, Houston. Omni-Charlie.
I'd like to know what Omni-Charlie means, but backwards, we see your filthy base. What base? I've got all sorts of questions going up on my mind now. We got the lunar module overhead looking at the moon's surface, looking for ETs. And now they've found a filthy base. And Houston
could they have?
Says, yeah,
could he have? Could he have said, "We see your filthy face," talking about ETs? Is that an impossible F in there?
Let's have a look. It's a B.
I got it now. Thanks. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
It's a B. It's a B. Okay, all right. So, what is going on? Then we got this one.
With all this dust, there's just no possibility of it. It's not getting a little bit dirty.
They annoyed the dark forces.
Hey, you know it's a dark force,
Now I'm out of my depth here, Jeff. I am.
How can they be so damned clear, though? That's a testimonial to the honesty and legitimacy of these reversals. They were up there. They were seeing these things, and these were their thoughts. This is really this is a shocker. This is really a shocker.
Then we got this one. I'm way out of my depth now.
Hey, Al, here's a neat spot to put it out up here.
Is it flat for a good thing? Oh, we better believe it. Okay, let's go ahead.
They feel a bloody war.
Yeah.
What war? And then this is the last reversal, and this is where I'm up to. Okay, I will continue because I can't leave you all hanging with this. Okay, here's the last reversal I found. Then I stopped.
Hey, I've got more rocks up here. Listen, man, we could play geologists for 2 days and never get any further than we are right now.
The humans dead just see my guilt. So we've got a war, we've got a fight, we've got dark forces, we've got humans dead, we've got aliens that kill their dead. What on earth have I uncovered? I have no idea.
Well, compare this again for our listeners, to Apollo 11, what you found there.
Yeah.
Very routine, expectable kinds of things. Yeah, none of this eclectic, weird, bizarre, seemingly disconnected from reality
stuff. Apollo 11, actually, why don't we just quickly review Apollo 11? Let me show you some, the comparison. Now, hang on. Where have I got Apollo 11? I wasn't expecting to play that. It would be under a very, very standard, straightforward reversals. Congruent, basically confirming their story. When did I do that? I'm trying to think what year I did that in. Must have been way back here. Moon landings. Here we go. Okay. All right. Okay. So here we go. Here's some from Apollo 11. And they're not necessarily in order. They're just pulling out at the list here. This is Buzz Aldrin.
Behind that.
Okay. That's the press conference. Hang on. Let's find the moon landing itself. Aldrin on the moon.
Now, the press conferences would be fascinating as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got all that done.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's Buzz Aldrin on the moon.
The blue color of my boots have completely disappeared now into this I don't know exactly what color to describe this other than grayish cocoa color.
He's trying to describe the lunar dust. And backwards he says, but there's dark, see the dust. That's a straightforward, congruent reversal, okay?
David, let me ask you a quick question here. Are you hearing, did you find more reversals per minute than you normally would? And if so, would that be possibly accounted for by their intensity of concentration on what they were doing there?
Yes, it would. They were highly emotionally involved in what they were doing. Yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah. And the fact that there was a hidden agenda going on
keeping them doubly on edge. Yeah, sure.
That's right. Yeah. And here's Aldrin on the moon talking about putting a plaque on the LEM.
Yeah,
the LEM was the lunar, I think, a lunar exploration module, I believe.
Now unveiling the plaque that is
up
from your LEM.
Oh, I see. It says off from your LEM.
Up from your LEM. Up from your LEM.
Yeah, and the plaque
now,
was on the LEM.
Now,
on the LEM,
yeah, the lunar excursion module, the LEM, right.
Yeah. Then we've got this straightforward reversal.
Right in this area, there are two craters. The one that's right in front of me now, as I look off and about the 11 o'clock position from spacecraft.
Yes, I know it.
Yes, I know it. Yes, I know it.
So just nice congruent reversals, like this one here. Oops, that didn't play. Incorrupted, okay. Try its companion.
Get my suit dirty at this stage.
I'm not talking about getting a suit. Needed this helmet.
Needed this helmet.
Once again, startlingly clear reversals, aren't they?
Remarkable. Yeah. Just remarkable. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he talks about stepping onto the moon, lunar surface.
This might be a secondary strut. A little thermal effects on it right here, Neil. Yeah.
Then I step. Okay. What we're seeing here is very typical characteristic congruent reversals, okay?
Right.
It's telling the same story backwards as what's being said forwards. And when I'm looking for someone telling the truth and not hiding any information, that's what I'm looking for, okay? Now, you compare these to Apollo 12, completely different altogether. There's an undercover of hidden agenda all through the reversals.
Correct.
Whereas Apollo 11, just straightforward landing.
No, they were trained to do something that had much more to do than just another mission to the moon. Much more.
Yep.
That's remarkable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe the clarity. And were you finding reversals, I repeat my earlier question, at a much more rapid rate than you normally would?
Yeah, they were fairly frequent throughout Apollo 12. Yeah, they were. Yeah. There was a lot. I will continue doing it because I can't leave you all hanging like that. And I want to know what's going on. is there a war in space? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how to explain those reversals. Let me digress. And while we're on the topic of space, I put together a little video just last night. Let me get the video up. Of some of my favorite clips from the late 1990s when I was working on space and NASA. Okay, so here's some of the good clips. This is a NASA scientist being interviewed. It's just okay. Hang on. Oh, just run that forward just a little bit. Okay. I'm sorry about this. Just running forward.
And for the record, I think it's interesting that if you look at some Mars pictures, you find Kermit the Frog and a couple smiley faces on Mars. So personally, I've never been convinced with this.
I see.
Okay, this reversal says, these ships are on it, but nobody's getting answered. Talking about Mars,
right.
And what's on Mars. Okay. What's on Mars? These ships are on it, but nobody's getting answered. It's almost like, okay, we can see something here, but we're not getting a response anywhere. Okay.
Now, just for those who might have missed the transition, what are we listening to? Who's saying it? And what are the circumstances? Go ahead.
Okay. This is an interview from 1997 with NASA scientist Ray Villain on the Art Bell Show talking about the Mars missions. Okay. And what are they doing on Mars? Okay. So it's a general discussion from a top NASA scientist talking about what they're doing on Mars. And the first reversal we hear is these ships are on it, but nobody's getting answered. Quite a clear reversal. Then we have the next one. Let's move on to the next one.
The selection on who gets to use Hubble is made by committees, peer-reviewed committees of other astronomers who come to Baltimore, meet at the Institute. They sort through the proposals, make their recommendations to our director.
What's locked up with their starship? This needs to be known. And again.
Starship.
Yeah, starship. What's locked up with this starship? This needs to be known. So my question is, what starship?
Well, what this suggests, ship? Of course, what I've talked about and we've talked about. There's a deep space fleet we've had, and the whole Apollo Challenger space shuttle program was essentially a misdirection. Because we had this stuff up. Because of cover. We had these ships. We've been all over the solar system. Especially to Mars. Long ago.
Jeff, I think that's where my research is heading. That's what I'm starting to think. But I gotta keep an open mind, okay?
And, you always do. Did you ever hear any of the Bill Tompkins interviews? I had Bill Tompkins on the program for 53 hours worth, and he exposed the whole thing. Deep Space Fleet. I have pictures of the Deep Space Fleet. I have pictures of them in orbit, parked in orbit. Did I send those to you? I think I did.
I think I have seen them. Yeah. Look, I'm aware of all these stories, you know, and look, I'm trying to put them all to one side while I research, you know. But
well, you're
doing
a remarkable job being objective about this, so I commend you for that. It'd be easy to jump on board and start pushing it, but you're not. So good.
I'm just going with the nice clear reversals.
They were
what's
stunning.
Locked up with this starship? This needs to be known. Yeah, in 97, and let me see, in 69, they had a covert mission to the moon with Apollo 12. And now in 97, they want to know what's on in starships and what ships are they looking at on Mars.
Okay, nice.
So let's move on to the next one. This one where... I'm just reading the video as we go. I just pulled these out last night. Okay, the next one is from Mike Malin. Now, Mike Malin is a NASA scientist. He runs Malin Science, what he did in the 90s. And he was in charge of processing all the photographs at the Mars
MSS, Malin Space Science Systems. He was the guy in charge of the cameras, and he claimed that they were not as good as they could have been and all this. He was... He was on the inside, okay, of the cover-up.
That's right. Absolutely he was. Okay, look at some of these reversals. Okay, so here we go. I just threw this together last night, actually. I thought, I need to put all these together.
You know, to their concern and their upset that it's not going to go, all I can say is, geez, I'm sorry. that's the reality of the thing.
Uh-huh.
And so this one
you
is...
know why, you respect
it. Hear the lie with Satellite 7.
You know why you were seven.
Okay, so I googled Satellite 7. There weren't 7 satellites in Mars in the 1997. There wasn't 7 satellites there. So obviously that's not what he's talking about. So I looked at the launch date of the orbiter, the camera thing, and it was on the 7th. So I thought, all right,
well,
Satellite 7. It was launched on the 7th. Here the live is Satellite 7. We're not getting the whole story, okay? So let's move on. I just say here there weren't 7 satellites orbiting Mars in the late 90s.
But I can't be any more specific than that, any more than you could, you know, predict what the stock market's going to be in 3 years.
And this one is, between the dome and the land, they give us the storm we need. That is a very bizarre reversal. What dome? Who are they? What storm?
What storm? Oh, yeah.
To obscure something. And the storm is coming very conveniently. Who?
Give us the storm they need. Give us the storm. Did you say they need or we need?
We need. They give
us
the storm.
Storm we need.
And what on earth is going on? I got mystery after mystery.
They're hiding. Look, they're hiding things.
Yeah.
Do you remember when the first pictures of Mars were released and people could see clear areas where it was smudged and reconfigured, and they were hiding so much stuff. Mars had an incredibly advanced civilization that was blown all to hell, all the pieces, and there's pieces of synthetic, i.e., intelligently created wreckage all over the surface of Mars. Lots of it, everywhere. Yeah. So whatever blew it up.
Maybe that's the bloody war. Okay, listen to this next one. Here we go. I'm just scrolling through the video. Okay, and here is the next one.
A day after that, the spacecraft, goes up to the spacecraft into the camera. A day after that, we fly over and it takes the picture. And the day after that, the picture comes down.
Deceive our ships with little blank. That's everything you just said, Jeff. Smudges and on the pictures.
Oh,
and areas blanked out. Okay. There's ships down on Mars. They're doing research on there. There's no doubt in my mind about
it. Oh, the planet is occupied. No question.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Underground.
No doubt. No doubt. I have not even gotten to Mars yet. Anyway, let's continue on. Who am I looking at now? And this video is playing. Gee, that's a little bit long text on that one. It's not playing. I'm sorry.
For example, there are a lot of people who are interested in whether or not, there's life on planets around other solar systems, other stars and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're really unhappy that we don't know the answer to that, aren't they?
Oh.
Through that night, the source of the Nile was sent out. Nile, Egypt, Egyptology. I mean, we're looking at some really weird stuff here, Jeff. We are. Big mystery. Eh?
You have. This is one of the biggest troublemaking expeditions you've ever launched.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. Better watch out for men in black outside my house.
Inside would be worse. If you want, I might be able to put you on this Thursday if you advance enough to want to do more. So just keep that in the back of your head.
I probably can't. No.
Okay. No biggie. Next week. There's next week. So
next week.
We'll get there.
Next week. All right. What else have I got here? I've still got a lot of stuff.
These are really stunning. They're remarkable.
Yeah, right?
I've spent so many hours I couldn't count them looking at images of Mars, the surface, and finding things that make no sense geologically in the traditional sense. They look artificial. Oh, they're all over the place.
Yeah, I've
crazy
seen them
stuff.
Too.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
The camera is not looking away from the direction of motion, so it doesn't feel the full force of the atmospheric friction.
Mm-hmm.
The ships carry Survivor.
The ship carries Samaila.
I don't know what all this means. You'd have to look.
Well, wait.
All I know
what? Did the ships bring survivors from Mars to Earth? Is that what he's talking about?
The source of the Nile was sent out. Yes.
Yes.
A bloody war.
Did
people
the ships carry survivors? Did they bring them over here? Were they known as the Anunnaki? Did they bring the advanced tech with them that allowed the Egyptians to build the pyramids and so forth? I mean, that's advanced technology. Very advanced.
Yeah, I think you're on
so
the right track.
That's a very key reversal. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. All right, we're going to run out of time soon, but let's see what else I got here. Like I said, I just threw this together last night. I thought I'd better pull all these stuff out. this is a radio commentator reporting on the Phoenix Lights in the late 90s.
No nonsense, people. Reporting very accurately. And that adds, in my
book a dimension of credibility to the whole thing.
A UFO hovered?
Yeah,
nice and clear. Then what have I got coming up next? I've got I've got the rover on Mars, Mars rover from the late 90s. A few reversals that will raise some questions. You'll have to wait till next week's show to hear them. Okay, thanks, Jim.
David, thank you. That was remarkable. Just really one after another after another. There's a lot going on up there. Well, it fits. It doesn't surprise me, but it's stunning to hear it. So congratulations. More, maestro, more. Great stuff. All right.
Okay,
thank you, David. Thank you. All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
The amazing David Oates tearing the lid off on one of the big cover-ups of the Apollo space program and Mars. Well, we're going to have a lot more for you next week. Okay, that's it for tonight. Tomorrow night, Wednesday. Talk to you in 21 hours. See you then.